From London, BBC Caribbean Report. After an early morning hanging in St. Vincent, the government is urged to defy public opinion and abolish the death penalty.
You do not hide behind your population or your citizens and say, oh, they don't want it completely and you don't give a lead. That is the easy way out.
There are growing tensions between Haiti's executive branch and its parliament, and Jamaica Tourist Board officials stunned as the United States issues a crime warning to potential tourists.
We didn't expect something like this. The facts are that we have been seeing a reduction in crime in Jamaica.
I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Despite last-minute appeals for clemency, Vincentian Philip Saunders was hanged this morning at Fort Charlotte, overlooking the capital, Kingstown. The 30-year-old Saunders was hanged for the 1985 murder of a 15-year-old schoolgirl. The St. Vincent and the Grenadines Human Rights Association had written to the Prime Minister, who is the chairman of the Mercy Committee, calling for the death sentence to be commuted to life imprisonment, but it received no reply. The letter was supported by the retired Archbishop of the West Indies, Cuthbert Woodruff, and former Governor-General Sidney Monroe. Human Rights Association Chairman Victor Coffey told me how yesterday's rumor of a hanging was this morning confirmed.